9to5.cc. We're not working. Why should you? Thanks for listening.
Welcome back to a brand new episode of Go Plug Yourself. This is a very important historic episode for us because it is the first episode that we recorded at the back of Grumpy's since this whole pandemic thing started. I'm not even sure if we had any episodes that we did in Grumpy's in 2020, and we definitely didn't have any in 2021 until right now. So we don't even have we have a guest. We have Walter, but he's like a super host, part-time contract deal. So Ines, Walter, and I sat at the back of Grumpy's, and the real guest is the ambient sounds of Grumpy's Bar, where we recorded most of our episodes of Go Plug Yourself over the 240-some-odd episodes we've recorded. So we're so excited that we were back in the back of Grumpy's recording. Go to Grumpy's, support local bars. Obviously, do so if you are vaccinated and have a vaccine passport. Sit back, relax, enjoy the show. And if you're looking to do something tonight, head out to the Diving Bell Social Club, where Walter J. Ling will be opening up the comedy festivities for Mason Terry on the Gen Z show tonight at the Diving Bell Social Club. So that closes off Mason's the Bring Your Dad tour. So yeah, head out to Diving Bell tonight and listen to this episode right now.
2, 1, hit it.
Go plug yourself, you plugging mother plugger. Go plug yourself, you plugging mother plugger. Go plug yourself, you plugging mother plugger. Go plug yourself, it's time for another Go Plug Yourself podcast.
There and they all have gorgeous curly hair. If I had data, I would show it to you right now.
Yeah, I don't either.
You can have access Wi-Fi.
All right, let's shoot this fucker.
It's rolling. We got Ines' his intro about TikTok.
It's been rolling
since Ines started talking about TikTok.
TikTok, wonderful.
I can't get onto it. Not say I can't. Like,
I only watch what people put on Instagram.
Yeah, exactly.
And
that's
what
it.
Kayla puts
largely.
In art. Private conversation.
Frequently when I see Kayla, I'm like, thank you for curating TikTok for me.
I know, because it's actually terrible if you... But anyway, please write into the show if you think Walter...
Right into the show.
This is the first time in the history of
P.O. Show Box.
That we're requesting listeners write into the... We've never even asked them to send a fucking email.
You want to know what for, though?
Write in. Really, like a letter.
But here's what they should
send
write in about.
Care of Nicholas
write
Pickles.
In if
Nicholas
you think Pickles. If you think Walter should try the curly girl method. Thank you so much.
I
moving
don't
on.
Think, okay, look. You know how long I wasn't brushing my hair? It was a long time. And it never really got curly during that
it's
time.
It's not just about not brushing it, though. You know what I mean? There's a whole...
I don't know what it is. What it is? How do I maintain my shit if I'm not going to brush it?
You comb it when it's wet with product in it.
Comb it when it's wet.
Yeah.
With product in it.
Yeah.
Let the product dry.
Let
into
the product
my hair.
Do its
yeah,
work.
Yeah, there's a lot of leave-in stuff.
See, I don't want to do any of that.
Exactly. But
I like the way my hair looks.
But you can leave.
I like it too because it's very Walter. I just want to know. You know what I mean? I just want to. It's a science.
Like an experiment?
Yeah.
This is like pretty much au naturel. So it's like.
And I think it suits you very well.
But you want me
and
to
I think
put
you
curls
would look
into it.
There, but
I look ridiculous?
Know, no, you would.
Would with curls.
With like very manicured, perfectly shiny, glossy curls, I think you would look very funny.
Are we talking about like what kind of like tight curls, like
well,
Rick James
whatever,
curls,
I'm like right here? Like
okay,
this,
so that
this
okay.
Amount of little loop down here, but all over.
But all over.
Yeah.
So kind of like sort of like a Farrah Fawcett situation, like
curlier.
Wow.
But like not a perm.
Coiled. Kind of. Yeah. Because no, because Farrah Fawcett
coiled,
had like
not
the,
curled.
Had the
coiled.
Coiled.
She's still saying curled, but with her weird New York accent that she does sometimes.
But coiled.
Coiled.
Farrah Fawcett's hair was coiled.
But coiled, more coily.
So this is an episode that is so special that we didn't need like a real guest.
No.
It's the first time back
special.
In the back of Grumpy's.
No guest would
oh,
be
yeah.
here.
The guest is Grumpy's.
Is the ambient background
it
noise.
It feels so long since I've done this, but it also feels like I did this last week.
Yeah.
I know. It also feels like, of course, it was going to happen again, but for a year and a half, I was like, I'm never going to
yeah, exactly.
I'm never going to get to do that. I'm never going to get to sit in a place like
podcasts
this again.
Podcasts only happen remotely.
And they suck remotely.
It's
oh,
the worst.
Oh, God. I'm sorry.
I still had a good time.
They're like... The best we can do.
I had some good times.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah, enough weed.
Sucks,
enough
so
weed, and everything is fun, man.
It affected my judgment.
Yeah, it all sucked. It's I agree.
I disagree.
I think not just about like Like, even just meetings at work, I hate remote meetings.
Like, I love them.
Because you don't have to pay attention during them. And that's great. But in terms of, like, being effective, I'm like, this could just be...
Yeah, but fuck being effective.
This could have been a 10-minute in-person conversation, and we'd all be...
Bro, I've made dinners during meetings. I have...
Yeah, but then those are
I also love saying whenever I catch myself not paying attention, I say, sorry, guys, my connection dropped a bit.
That's
well,
a good
what,
one,
was that, yeah. What was that, Jack?
What was that,
Jack?
I'm having connection issues over here.
My favorite one is when someone is called out, is I'm sorry, I was on mute. Can you repeat that? Wait, you were on mute, so you couldn't hear what I said? I was just like, was on
then
mute.
Just repeat what you said. Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. No one wants to. Nobody's paying attention.
I called out a guy that had a jack-off name. Have you heard me do that bit?
I think so. I don't know if it was
on
the
podcast. This is a new bit. This is one of my COVID bits, bit that came out of COVID, was that I called out one of my coworkers exclusively because I hated his name.
Yeah.
Because I thought he had the name of a child.
And guess who was not on mute?
And I was not on mute. And then when he came on, I'm not going to say his name on the thing here, but when he started talking, and he was like, yeah, I do. It's like a whole kind of like
let's say
half
Keith,
the bit.
Just for.
Let's say,
just
Keith.
For
let's say his name
Keith
was,
is a baby's name.
Keith Lee. Keith Lee. I don't know. And Keith Lee is talking numbers and bullshit I don't care about. And I just like lean over to Catherine and I'm like, man, any fucking adult named Keith Lee should be like punched in the mouth or something. And then everybody stopped talking in the meeting, like, and I was like, what the fuck? And then like, oh, no, I wasn't on mute. And then like a second, like a gasp, a second goes by and Keith Lee just goes, well, fair enough.
And are you guys best friends now?
I have seen him in person several times because of this bullshit.
He's never made
office situation now. He's never made mention to it of it. I'm very nice to him when I see him. He's nice to me. It's like it's never came up. It
you know,
never
I,
came
to
up.
Be fair, I think if I worked with Walter and that's all, which I do. I guess that's I do. If this
we worked together all the time,
Walter,
what the fuck are you talking about? Take me with you.
I meant if I was like an office.
I'm not too big
yours.
For your coattails. I swear.
If I knew you in like an office setting, you. And you did that to me. I think I would find that very hilarious, enjoyable, and kind of endearing.
It was. I feel like I instantly regretted the way I said it. I felt it was aggressive, and kind of like you know shitty, right? Like it was kind of a fucking crazy thing I said. Like
I know,
it was aggressive
like,
and violent. Like
yeah, I punch him right in the face.
It implied a threat. Like I'm really surprised no one said anything about it. I was like, well. Oh, well.
I don't know about all of the... So here's a public service announcement. I don't know if all of the chat things have this. So I have a wireless headset that I just usually pop off and wear around my neck or whatever.
Fuck
and
it.
I just like went into the other room and was just like talking to Sarah or whatever. And then like I kept hearing like a weird voice and I thought it was like coming from the computer back and forth. Coming like for a long time. Until finally I was like, oh, I went on my headset and was like, could whoever's talking please mute themselves? And I was like, fucking public service announcement. At least for Teams... You can mute anybody. If someone's fucking like talking to the mailman or whatever, you can mute that person. It doesn't matter. And we were talking for a long time. I'm glad we weren't saying anything like insane.
Who were you talking to?
Sarah. Like
you,
I just,
you were unmuted the whole time on Teams.
Yeah, because I popped my headset off where I usually go on mute and then walked into the other room. Like to just like do whatever.
It's been so annoying.
Yeah, but then I'm like, mute me. Like, I kept hearing this.
Can you do that?
On Teams? I don't know about all of them. Because
that's why I use Teams.
You can do it on Zoom, because I know we've had to mute people, like, on a show one time or something, and we can do it.
But yeah, that's it. I think whoever, at least, like, so you can do it on Teams, you can do it on Zoom. If someone's, like, talking, and they're clearly not paying attention to what's going on, because I'm having a conversation with someone else, don't ask me to go on mute. Just mute me. Like, get out of here. Anyway. That's everyone should do that. It's the worst. People who don't know that. I mute people in meetings all the time. Just because like sometimes they have their mic on and there's an echo, I'm like, mute. I don't care. You can unmute if you want to talk. Anyway, we're recording in the back of Grumpy's, though.
We're fucking
the
in the back of the Grumpy. We're back.
Back
we're in the back. Oh, we're back.
Grumpy.
Oh, you know like what we are? We're clink. Back in back. Back,
we're back in the back.
Back in back.
Bam. 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 Bam.
Bam. Bam. Bam.
Vaccine passports are a thing. Scan mine. It was great. Back in the back. Of Grumpy's.
We're the facts. I got the best one. You're the best. Anyway, all right.
Anyway, so
are we getting all this? Because the hair is in the way.
100%. No, no, no. He's good.
Ram is
good.
I'm
watching his wave form, and it's great.
Ram is just going to murder me. Is that him behind me? Can you look at me right
now? No, it's not him. We're just going to the bathroom.
Oh, also, man. That was nice. That was good.
Yeah. Thanks. It was beautiful.
That was Grumpy's open mic worthy. You know? Yeah.
I used to host the Grumpy's open mic. I don't know if you know that.
I did not.
Did you not know that?
No. Jason Sullen was last, and then before that it was Jacob Greco.
Oh, my God. What are we talking about? What are we fucking talking about? I just told you that I hosted the Grumpy's open mic here, and you're going to bring up Jason Sullen?
You're going to fucking bring up
Jason Sullen. You know who did it last? Was Jason Sullen. I did it for 2 fucking years.
I was doing it longer than a year.
I was doing it while I was still, when I started working at Comedy Works. When I started working at Comedy Works, I did this. I was still doing this. There was an overlap. I hosted the Tuesdays here and was doing the Comedy Works shit at the same fucking time.
I'm trying to recontextualize.
So sorry, what were you saying?
I'm trying to recontextualize for you.
I like Jason Sullen. Jason Sullen's a lovely man. He's a nice
Jason
kid.
Jason Sullen last, and then before that, it was Jacob Greco.
Yeah.
And then I don't know of
guess who it was before that.
You, I guess, but you know I wasn't around yet.
I know. I thought we've talked about it. I thought we might have.
No, we've talked extensively about the Comedy Wars.
You guys missed. You guys missed.
Ines is a little comedy baby.
Ines making a little baby pouty face when she said she was pretty new. I just want to that needed the visual on that.
Is it 30 Rock? It's Sarah and I've been doing it a lot in the last couple of weeks. When I think it's like when she's like, "I'm a sexy widow baby." I think it's 30 Rock.
It sounds 30 Rock.
Yeah, that's it. Where they're like,
I just really
I think it's a Jane Krakowski.
I just really don't want it to seem like I was talking shit about Jason, though. You know,
it didn't seem.
No,
almost. I mean, I like Jason. He's a nice kid. He's
drop
nice
the
guy.
Gloves.
We all love Jason.
Drop the gloves. What?
It was the open mic night at Grumpy's. Was Grumpy's drop the gloves?
Yeah, I used to make my own fucking posters for that thing, man.
Yeah, and you had a pair of boxing gloves.
You know how many times I got yelled at by Ram? We were doing the podcast during that period. We've done the podcast for so long.
We even did the podcast after that. So like I mean, not after that, but I'm saying like. Before, during, and after all that.
But
we were doing podcasts that we started recording in the back of Grumpy's at like 1 a.m.
after.
Shut up.
Yeah.
How many times did we do that?
You gotta find one of those and link to it in the description. Yeah.
How many times did we do that? I don't remember any of that.
You're probably very close
to
that. Wow. It was when I was working 4 to midnights downtown, so I was like, it's no big deal. I'll just come after work.
We did it after the fucking thing. How many times?
Do you know which ones?
Can you find them?
I feel the first one with Wasim, I feel, before he moved to Atlanta.
Oh my god.
Not Wasim.
Oh my god. Whoops. Mo Aurora.
Paul Aurora there.
Mo Aurora. Mo Aurora. Nobody remembers Mo Aurora.
Mo Aurora.
Exactly. Yeah. No, nobody. I assure
this was
you.
10 years
I
ago.
I assure you, none of the
school.
People that we know collectively remember. Oh, nice guy. He's in
still in Atlanta,
the South.
I guess I don't know.
Good name.
It was either anyway.
Yeah,
we might have also done. No,
you were confusing Wasim with Mo Aurora.
Both just heavy dudes.
I confused. That's okay. I confused Darren Henwood with Chris Betts.
I can see that.
That's
you know Chris Betts,
but I bet I can see it too.
You know Darren Henwood.
Yeah,
you know Darren Henwood. You know Chris Betts.
No.
Chris Betts was a really good comic that went to England.
And found love. And now he's back in BC, right? I want to say.
I know. I'm
so
I have
the
no
opposite
idea.
Of Darren Henwood.
I think
then.
He's still in England.
Ba-dum-bum.
Oh, jeez. Wow. Wow.
Early. Both Chris Betts
brutal.
And Darren Henwood feature
they've,
on like, the
they've
very,
all been on this show.
I've both been on the show, but like in the
you
very,
want a
very
fucking oral history of the Montreal comedy scene? A fucking
actually
decade.
Listen to this podcast
a decade
for once,
of this
maybe.
Fucking
yeah,
podcast.
Maybe try it. You will. Every comedian who's come and came and went from Montreal.
You get to hear about my bridge burning live. It's like a live account.
There's so many people who we've had the show with that Walter doesn't talk to anymore.
Not that many.
You just named three. Ooh. You were like, I don't
what
know who Murray is. I don't know Chris Betts is.
No, I said I don't. Okay, shut up. I don't fucking. Chris Betts, I love. Mo Aurora, if he was here right now, I'd give him a hug.
Yeah.
I like
even in COVID
guys.
Times?
You're making that's it sound like you
made
it sound
like
it's like people
like
that I go out of my way. Yeah, exactly.
No, those aren't burn
I don't have no beef with Mo Aurora. I have no beef.
They left.
Certainly not with Chris Betts. I love Chris Betts. I was like,
you were,
it hurt me when Chris Betts left.
Yeah, I remember.
That
you
was
were,
sad.
You were bummed. Didn't like, so many didn't people, you make him
I've lost so many friends over time. So many friends.
Didn't you used to feed Chris Betts?
I made paella once with Chris.
Yeah.
And that's not even a joke.
It should be.
I went out of my. I bought saffron at the store.
Mm-hmm. Did you get the special pan?
No.
You just use then the biggest, the biggest,
like
the biggest.
Pan
first
in
of all, that pan is a fucking bullshit gimmick. You're able, you're fully able to make paella without the fucking fancy pan.
You can do it in a cast iron, probably.
Yeah, that's what I did.
But then, how much are you making? You're not making enough for like 10 people, then.
Yeah, it's a big batch.
For 20,
I,
for
first
50?
Of all, yeah. I have a big fucking cast iron pan. It's great. I make most of the food that I eat in that pan.
Plug anyway. For cast iron pans.
Cast iron pans are the best. You need two things for a successful kitchen. Two
Ad
things.
Break.
Two things.
A good sharp knife.
Good sharp knife. Yeah. Thank you. And a cast iron pan. Done and done. Shut up. How did you know?
Good sharp knife is one.
Like a butcher knife. A butcher knife. Like a, you know, like
serious.
Like, and that serious. With the butcher knife, it seems like it's too big, but you can cut everything.
Yeah.
If it's, it's actually, it's much easier to cut with than a small one.
Yeah, so because you could do like meat and veg and smaller things too. Mm-hmm. With that one butcher knife, you could do everything.
By
kids,
sponsored by that one butcher knife.
Get a nine and you want at least a nine inch cast iron pan.
Okay.
And fun fact, you don't need a cast iron lid for a cast iron pan. Mm-hmm. You could just retrofit an old pot lid on there if you got one. Don't
I
let yourself be oversold.
One time in Walter's kitchen, I don't know anything about cooking or anything.
You were in my kitchen?
I was in your kitchen.
You
and
were
I was just
my
sort of
kitchen?
Like, I looked at your knives and I was just sort of like, oh, Damascus steel. And you got like so serious and you were like, how do you know that?
Why do you know that?
Why do you know that? And I was
who
like,
told you.
Because of the like the telltale signs of Damascus
who
steel.
Who told
like
you
the,
about
the,
that?
The
oh,
spiral.
Shut up.
Yeah, but like,
I got that knife as a wedding present
from
Leland Beckman.
Aw.
Yeah.
What a nice man. You know, I work with a former band member.
Which
former
one?
Member.
Oral Turpitude.
Which one?
Yeah, exactly.
Which one? Which
Aaron
one?
Ricker. Is
Aaron Ricker. I think we're on good terms with him. I think. I don't know if I am, but Leland probably is. There's a
yeah,
couple of those guys.
They speak very fondly of each other.
Oh, of each other or me?
Of each other.
Each other. Did
do
I come up?
What do they say about you?
You well, I mean, you come up with Leland, but not in the context.
Because I used
of
to host a deal where they were like the live band,
yeah.
And we did our like night fight shows.
Yeah, when it was the full band supporting.
Well,
the show.
I just never came up.
Okay, well, I know because like I know I had a little bit of heat with one of his old band members. Kind of got into a little bit of war of words with.
I don't think it's Aaron. Aaron seems impossible to get into a beef with.
Is he the one with the weird eyebrows?
I wouldn't say so. No.
All right.
But with someone else.
Oh, I know. No way. That's another guy, actually. I talked to him, too. You see.
Man, yeah, no. All I have to say, we actually recorded episodes post.
Like crazy.
Night of. Mo Aurora seems. And maybe it was Messina.
Now that
also.
You're saying it, I have a vague.
Yeah, I really want you to find specific ones.
Yeah. I could check them out.
Those were some fucking glory years, man. And that was one of those things that I kind of like half bitched about at the time, but like it was a good fucking time, you know. Like just like getting yelled at by Ram when I would go out for like smoke breaks and just like
miss
like an act. Yeah, exactly. Just fucking miss somebody getting off stage. And, Walter, are you even trying?
That sounds like Ram.
And then there were two things from Ram getting mad at me when I was outside, and then when I'd be like, "Okay, Ram, so it's like 10:30 here. I'm thinking I'm gonna get the show going now." And he'd be like, "Walter, I don't care what you do." And I was like,
"Walter, I don't care."
I was like, "Okay, I was just gonna tell you because you know it's getting a bit late." He's like, "I don't care what you do." I was like, "Oh, okay." And it took him telling me that I think like I want to say 50 times before it really settled in, and I was like, I don't think he really cares. I don't think he really cares what I do.
I don't think he cares about this open mic at all.
No, he did though.
No, he did.
He did.
As long as it
about what I did specifically, not so much.
Yeah, exactly. As long as someone ran it and bad things didn't go
to a degree of competence.
Yeah, exactly.
To a low degree.
I think the. My perception as an audience member at those open mics was the rule of whoever was.
You'd be great at hosting those.
Whoever was putting it on was in charge of
everything.
Yeah, but also making sure bad things didn't go on too long.
Yeah,
that
actually,
was really.
Yeah,
I think the only thing Ram really cared about.
Yeah,
was like if it's bad.
Yeah.
Your job as host is to end.
Especially
it.
If it's like an insane music act.
Yeah.
We did so it was like a music comedy.
Or poetry.
Well, you know, I'm not gonna explain.
Or
yeah,
like,
I know.
So
about,
listen,
I know
listen.
About
like
Jason Sullivan's legacy.
The concept.
Show.
The concept is the microphone is open, which is to say that anyone can. Anyway, poets are also.
Am I really low? How are my levels?
You're okay. You're good. I've been modifying.
How many levels?
I've been modifying my levels. The microphone swings around.
I got a pending STM commercial coming out on the radio.
Oh my god, I love the STM.
You know exactly. That's what my line is too. Oh my god, I love the STM. I said,
wait, hang on. What?
You know what you just reminded me? You know what you just reminded me of right now?
Advertising.
You just reminded me of the fucking Morticia thing right now. Oh. Your cadence on the oh my god, I love the STM. I told Inez recently, I was like, I just realized right now, because like my kid's been watching the animated Addams Family movie for like over and over and over. He's like, and I was like, well, and it's Charlize Theron doing Morticia.
As like that's the voice actress?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, as in a fucking sex way.
Wow. As in a sex way.
I was like, what is the alternative? Like, yeah, as in a voice way. And I'm like watching this, and I'm like, oh, fuck. Inez gives off.
Morticia Addams? I
big,
can see it.
Big fucking Morticia Addams vibes.
I watched some
and
of
I mean, And again, I mean that in the best way possible, but it's like.
Oh, I don't
say
know how else some it way, could be meant.
You say know? Something, absolutely. You say things, certain things some ways, and I think it's just like your kind of overall demeanor. Because she's like, it's not just. She's not
is it
just,
the bangs also?
It's not just like a goth thing. It's not just a goth thing. It's like it's also kind of like a done with all this shit kind of thing. And like and just kind of anyway.
But you know what? Always a twinkle in her eye. How about it all?
And yeah, also and all also that. And also like a loving and caring mother like to her family. Like she cared deeply
and
about
I,
her family in their way.
Listen, if anyone knows anything about me is that I am a very caring
and
mother.
A tolerancy.
No, but you are you're like I am the glue that holds my family together, like literal words that
a
have
tolerancy
been said.
For insanity and degeneracy also.
I did say that in full earnest, yeah. In an Instagram story.
I watched some of the old Addams Family stuff. The old black and
TV
white stuff. So the Morticia Addams, the actress who did Morticia Addams, went on like did nothing. Like
no, not really.
She was like Morticia Addams, and like by all accounts, like got away from it kind of on.
Sean Astin was pretty famous.
Wait, yeah. Wasn't like Catherine O'Hara?
No. Like the old show.
So we're talking about the TV
the
show from
never
like
mind.
The 60s.
Sorry,
also, I found out that it was.
Catherine O'Hara, was she ever Morticia?
Yeah, she, no, not
Angelica
her.
Houston.
Angelica Houston.
Angelica Houston, those are completely different people.
I know.
You're not that young.
You know what, though? I think I know what why you're making that mistake. Catherine O'Hara is the mom in Beetlejuice.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And I was watching, I think another thing that occurred to me on this eighth rewatch
is that I'm Winona Ryder in that movie.
Almost a little bit too, yeah. But that the fucking that like skinny dress thing with like the kind of spindly parts going out around the feet is done both with Morticia and with the Winona Ryder character in Beetlejuice eventually. I didn't realize growing up with like being into like Addams Family and all this shit that I was slowly like just getting into like alt goth girls and shit.
That was it was just like a thing.
And I'm like I had to watch like the animated Addams Family with my kid. But you know what? I was
and then you were like you saw animated Morticia and you're like hot.
I think I
Wally.
What?
Do you remember how in my first year when the year that led to you being called my comedy godfather because you booked me on all the shows I did. You booked me on a Halloween show, and I was dressed as Beetlejuice.
Beetlejuice or the girl?
Beetlejuice.
Who?
Oh, crap. Don't do it again.
Who?
It's been twice.
Oh, no. It's Tony Todd.
Well, hasn't it been three times already?
No. It's Candyman making it. Anyway.
Okay, but that's
so
the same
full circle, say I think.
Beetlejuice plays by Candyman rules.
I don't remember that, first of all. I was probably on MDMA.
Speaking of.
No, I don't remember. Never ask me to remember any kind of Halloween thing.
Can you book another Halloween show, please?
Maybe I can.
When it's safe to do. It's Halloween.
That show is also the first time Amanda remembers meeting me.
Oh. Yo, what if I did a fucking.
I'm at Michael Patterson.
I am saying this live on air, kids. If anybody's listening, if you got power out there, if you got connections, and I know who to call. But what would you guys think about like a live Halloween comedy variety show kind of deal at Turbo House?
Oh. Yes.
What if I did a like Halloween like Night Fight or something with Leland at Le Turbo.
Oh. But right now, all the shows are sitting down, though. So.
Sitting down? What are you talking about, sitting down?
Like, I mean, well, not...
Yeah, well, yeah, fuck. I mean, I don't want people dancing during my fucking show.
Ah, but don't you?
No, I don't.
No. We but want after. Them listening.
What are you saying? It's a comedy show,
I want
bro.
Them to sit down and listen.
And then we can do...
I saw them...
I might follow up on that. That's a good idea.
Do it.
Dig it up. I saw footage of the Dig It Up show this weekend.
Oh, shit.
And it looked all right, but it was so weird to watch Dig It Up play with just everybody just sitting... Watching them, and I was like, this is unusual.
Wait, Dig It Up is still together?
I mean, I don't know if it was maybe a one-off for Turbo House.
Who's in it? Who's Dig It Up?
The OG lineup, like Dave and the Silver and the dude, then the heavier set guy on bass, all that stuff.
They were just kind of like because of light, though, you know?
Whoa. Throwing shade at Dig It Up, I see.
Just say, you know, I mean.
I mean, there are no BK.
We could say it now.
We can say it. Anyway, but yeah, OG lineup. Of Dig It Up played a show for Turbo House. Anyway.
Cool.
But it was just wild to watch like a punk band just like trying to be as punk as possible on stage. Like, God bless them.
Did they have...
But then everyone having to sit in chairs watching. Like, I was like, this is...
Good turnout?
That's okay, yeah. I mean, like, what I think to capacity, probably.
I messaged Sergio today, actually, about that. I should not be talking about this live. No, but like...
Well, they're just doing some of his chores, filling out his agenda on the show. Do we
want
to
see Sergio Rebeck? We've had him on the show. We've had
Twice.
Sergio on.
Yeah. I mean, the live show at Turbo House was the herald of the pandemic. We had that like 2 weeks before the pandemic started. That was that. During a snowstorm. And everyone's like, in snowstorm, we'll catch the next one. Little did they know. There was no next one.
Oh, yeah.
Stopped.
That was the last thing we did. That was my retirement.
That was your retirement.
Yeah.
Which
triggered
match.
The apocalypse.
One more match.
You can never stop telling jokes again, Walter.
Did we want to tout Inessa's big shot CBC deal?
If she wants to talk about it, yeah. Because I think it's pretty
dining.
Cool. I think it's pretty cool. So like, if you want to... Plug that.
Champagne and limousines.
Woo!
There was no champagne. And
except
no
the only thing is, there's no air date to plug, but I mean, you
yeah,
know.
Just start watching CBC
next
now.
Year,
I would just plug this anecdote.
I will be on Comedy Night with Rick Mercer, assuming they don't cut me.
When they did.
Assuming this, like, in the second season of this show that's yet to air its first season, right?
Yep.
Amazing. And how many, but you know, how many episodes are the first season?
I think there's four for each because we recorded four shows. Like, there were four tapings. So I assume that means each one's an episode.
So I was...
So, but like, and you got like not even an approximation.
Of well,
2022. Shit.
Yeah.
Well, that gives me a reason to keep living.
So Rick Mercer used to do the show. I can't remember what it was called. Oh,
Rick Mercer Talks to Americans.
No,
remember
Mercer,
that?
Yeah.
Remember that?
Rick
Mercer would go to the States, go like New York, Times Square, whatever, and we'd
and
talk
be like,
to Americans.
How many countries are there in the world? And people would go, one, United States of America.
Basically, yeah. That was the bit, yeah.
Basically, Jordan Klepper ripped that off.
And I remember my dad being kind of like kinda. Salty. My dad was like skeptical about the whole thing. He's like, if you ask Canadians about Americans, that would be the same thing. And
no.
Like,
no, it wouldn't.
We know so much more about them. Anyway, he did the Rick Mercer Report, and one of his bits, he came to Montreal Roller Derby, and he played some roller derby.
I remember that, yeah.
Yeah, that's it. So we were, like, all around, and I can't remember what his roller derby name was. I was trying to remember it.
Peter Radomski was on,
Rick,
like...
Rick, no mercy.
Peter Radomski was,
not
like...
Bad. That's not bad.
Appeared in the background of, like, of a segment on
in the Rick Mercer Report?
Oh, maybe it was the Daily Show. No, it was the Daily Show, actually. I'm fucking up this story.
Okay.
Never mind.
I like that Rick Mercer used to walk around an alleyway with a bunch of graffiti and just yell at the camera.
Yeah, that was a thing. I remember that.
That was like that was one of his deals.
Yeah.
I liked it.
He went hard.
Yeah, exactly. That's it. I was always like, yeah, Rick.
Yeah, Rick, spit it.
And that and it was so wild, like, because the rest of this hour, 22 minutes, was mostly like softball comedy.
Rick Mercer is a fucking Canadian treasure.
But those segments on this hour where he was just like walking around the graffiti alley... Was just like him, like lacing into like
I'll say this.
Something. Where the rest of this hour, 20 minutes, was like
without
isn't it cold in Canada.
Without Rick Mercer, this hour for the last fucking 30 years basically is unwatchable.
I like Sean Majumdar stuff. Some of his stuff.
I'm not amending my statement at all.
Sean Majumder, friend of the show. Thanks for doing it, Sean.
Was he on the show, Sean?
Yeah.
Well,
was I there?
Let us remind everyone, Walter is technically no longer affiliated with the show.
I'm doing a guest bit.
The thoughts
here.
And opinions of Walter.
I'm the guest, you know.
Like, but like Sean.
Yeah,
got,
you are. Did I'm, we I'm ever guess Walter?
The guest is Walter Daling.
I'm the guest. I'm like I got you know my mic. Sean, I cannot break through my hair here.
When Sean did the we'll all be beige thing, he got like death threats about that from American white. Supremacy.
I don't even know. What is that?
Quoting
like a Sean Majumder bit? Like I should just fucking know this?
Well, because this made national headlines because he was borderline doxxed 4 or 5 years ago. So he did a whole bit was that eventually everyone will be beige due to the ethnic melting pot and whatever else. And then he did a fun little rap. And then some Christian group in the States was you're an affront to everything. And he got bombarded on Twitter, people doxed him, people were like, this is where you live, this is your phone number, this is your mom, all that stuff. This is your mom. He got Twitter brigaded by angry white supremacists.
That's my first my first comedy album is going to be called This Is Your Mom.
This is your mom.
No, this is your name, this is your address, this is your mom.
Those are the things.
Name. This is your address, and this is your mom.
Yeah, it's so funny because it's if you watch it, it's such a harmless little bit,
Yeah.
This is ringing a bell.
Yeah, is it because it did it made national headlines because it was he was terrified.
I don't remember that I don't remember the bit. I don't remember there being any kind of controversy about it.
Yeah, you know what I mean. And I think
when you don't move in white supremacist circles the way that Keith does online, then you miss a lot of things.
Exactly. Yeah.
Plus, when you get bizzicked, you get a little dark around the eyes, which is even more of the Morticia thing. It's kind of funny.
Just continually. Have you watched any Addams Family? Do you know it's based on a comic, a comic strip?
Yes, yeah. I did know that, and I have seen definitely the movie with
Angelica Houston. I remember telling my dad that I was into
Emerald Julia.
I've seen some black and white.
Well, they all were. They were the show was black and white.
Not all of them.
Well, the live action was all black and white.
The show. But not the movie.
Then the films were in color.
So I've seen some of something in black and white.
Yeah, if they were black and white, it was the old show.
Walter
Munsters or Adam's Family?
Adam's Family,
by a mile.
Fuck out of here, yeah.
Adam's Family's so good.
I barely even see the Munsters.
Gomez to my Morticia. Yeah. Do the costume.
Yeah.
That's a great couple's costume.
Great. Or. You could be Cousin It. I'm Cousin It.
You're Cousin
yeah,
It.
Yeah, yeah. I was Walter.
I'm Cousin
there's
It.
There's a layup here. Yeah. It's just you putting your hair in your
yeah,
face.
Yeah, I told Jacob that. I'm Jacob, I'll just get sunglasses. You know.
Yeah, exactly. Put your hair in your face, sunglasses on. Boom.
Snoop Dogg is the voice of Cousin It in the animated films. But they backmask him or something. They play it they just take something he says and then they play it backwards and fast. Because it's not just fast. Because it makes no sense. But it's if you really listen for it, you can kind of hear tones of Snoop Dogg.
As we know, Vin Diesel is Groot.
Exactly.
But even Baby Groot.
This is even, weirder.
Vin Diesel is also Baby Groot.
That's cute. Baby Vin Diesel?
Baby Vin Diesel is Baby Groot.
How great would that be if we lived in a world where there was baby equivalents of all major celebrities?
like the Muppets?
Yeah, Muppet Baby.
Exactly. Exactly.
You watch Muppet Babies and you were fully aware that wasn't Kermit. That was Baby
Kermit. That was gay Baby Kermit.
And could exist at the same time as
Kermit.
Kermit
has a whole different backstory.
Yeah, exactly.
It does not involve being a baby Muppet
that's
baby.
That's different.
They weren't all babies together.
No.
We know that. We know Kermit grew up in the swamp and everything. We knew they were... They only met each other way later.
This is a different reality.
It's not just a different reality. It's it's a different group of people.
Yeah, in the same reality, as a matter of fact.
Baby Miss Piggy is not
spit out
Miss
my
Piggy.
Vodka.
She doesn't grow up to be Miss Piggy. She's baby Miss Piggy.
And basically, baby Danny DeVito would rule us all, and that would be wonderful.
Oh, man, baby Danny DeVito.
Baby Danny DeVito? What?
Yeah, baby Danny DeVito.
He's almost a baby as it is, though.
I know, but then imagine... Baby size and Goo Goo Gaga. Come on.
It's only slightly
alongside Baby Vin Diesel.
They did. So this is super nerdy, but they did that to the X-Men in the 90s.
There was a baby X-Men?
There was a baby X-Men.
No.
It was made by
No, you made this up. This is not
right.
No,
it's fully real. Mojo made them. And
I would remember this. Was it a show?
Nope. It was in the comics.
Oh, well, fuck that.
But anyway, but one of their villains made the baby X-Men, And then they thwarted the villain, and then there was like a series of stretch of comics where they had to like take care of themselves as babies. Like there was like Baby Wolverine and stuff like that.
And was it a ploy to discourage like teenage pregnancy? Like the having to take care of a sack of flour? Like
I don't think so. I think it was just played for laughs and kind of a play up on Muppet Babies. I don't think there was a message. I don't think it was just sort of like babies are
a lot of responsibility.
If I book Halloween at Turbo House, can you do Morticia?
Yeah.
Perfect. Could you have 5 minutes of Morticia material though? Like all of your jokes need to just like become very.
I can try that.
I was like, all of your jokes need to have like macabre wordplay.
I need Wi-Fi because I need to start.
Oh my god, we could do the whole thing. Could be Adam's Family themed.
Yeah.
We'll give
the whole fucking thing. Leland could be Lurch. Mm-hmm. You would be Morticia.
it just ends. Leland could be Lurch.
You'd
We're
be Morticia.
Done.
I'd I'm be thinking. It. I'd be it. Who'd be Gomez? On the show, if we did a show. Like
yeah,
if we did a show. Who would be Gomez? Anybody from like the comedy scene?
Paul Beaulieu.
Get the fuck out of here. What are we... Can't Keith, man, I'm sorry to make you do edits, but like...
No.
I love you, Paul.
Who's grandma?
Paul
grandma?
Paul could be Paul. Paul could be Gomez. Paul could be Paul. Paul could be Gomez.
How about Amanda's Gomez?
Sure. That's it. Now it's Amanda. Yeah. Now, is Gomez... Is Gomez always supposed to be, like, Spanish or South American or
yes.
something?
Yes.
Well, I mean, his name is Gomez.
Yeah,
his name is Gomez, which is a traditionally what kind of name? Like, just a Spanish name?
Like, yes. From Spain, yeah.
From
yeah.
Spain or, like,
And he also,
Spain.
Like, he goes, like, Caramilla.
Caramilla,
like
yeah. He says he's got, like, Spanish inflections and, like...
Yeah, exactly. He's, like, it's...
But his last name is Adams.
His
last name is Adams, which doesn't check out. There's, like, a lot... Like, in different movies, it's implied that the Adams family... There's, like... They're kind of like a hodgepodge
of different branches of them. There's, like,
yeah,
oh,
there's
my
like,
cousin!
There's,
one
like,
of the,
there's like
you know,
Eastern Europeans
One of the Eastern
there,
European
but
Adamses.
Mama...
Should Daniel Caron be Uncle Fester?
Yes.
Yes!
Yes.
Fucking yes!
100%. This moment of silence on the podcast is Walter's mind being blown at the concept of Daniel Caron
being
Uncle
Fester.
It works
so well! It works so well.
Can Daniel Caron light up a light bulb in his mouth?
Yeah. I've seen him do it. I've
seen him do it at parties.
Fuck, maybe Vendito could be Pugsley.
Oh, my goodness.
Who would be Wednesday?
I'm torn as to whether you're Wednesday
both.
Or Morticia.
No, oh, you need to be Morticia.
I can do a double act.
Unless you're...
Who's a Wednesday? There's got to be a Wednesday.
Michelle Dominique.
Fair.
Yeah, that's not
I
bad.
I can see it.
Not look-wise as
that's
much,
not
but
bad.
She can get herself look-wise there. She's
get the attitude.
She's got the sort of, like, you know what I mean.
Uh-huh. But as long yeah. I mean, like, as long as you have a black dress and, like, dual braided pigtails or whatever, you're Wednesday. So, Christina Ricci was
who
both
Wednesday. Who would be just a hand?
I almost made a fortunate joke there.
You need just the box with the table and someone underneath, and then the. I mean, the joke.
Yeah,
the
who would do that though?
The bit is obviously that it's Justin Trudeau.
I bet you
I could get Aloe to do it.
Maybe, but I really think Steve Patrick Adams would nail it.
I feel like Aloe would be really good at that bit.
But I just told you the bit is that it's Justin Trudeau under there the whole time.
No, he's never seen.
Never seen.
And it's just vaguely talked about.
And you're just sort of like, oh, thank you, Prime Minister. I mean, exactly, that's it. Just run through it, the entire thing, as though it's the Prime Minister under the table doing the hand.
Wouldn't be the, anyway.
Well, I'm just, it was the Arcade Fire.
Did you vote for JT?
God, no.
No.
I did.
Jagmeet.
Jagmeet for life.
Yeah, how'd
Jag
that work
meat,
out?
Jagmeet. Well, maybe if so many of you hadn't fucking.
Maybe next time just TikTok itself will run and you can vote for
also,
that.
Also, like, literally, you live in the most, like.
Here's why. Okay.
They're obviously voting in the astronaut in
yeah,
your riding.
Exactly. Thank you, Keith.
We like that guy.
Thank
I get
you,
it.
Keith.
He used to be my guy and then he moved
exactly.
over.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing. He's a fucking astronaut. My. MP,
you can't not vote in
my liberal MP is Margot Arnault, who is a certifiable fucking astronaut. Not one of these New Deal astronauts who paid to go to space. No, he fucking earned his way into space. How many people did that? How many people?
Not even any of the new astronauts. One of my favorite things about the new billionaire astronauts was, did you see like...
That's not a name we can give them. The billionaires who went into space, you mean. Yeah.
But they're not astronauts. Elon Musk was throwing shade at Richard Branson and Bezos to be like, they didn't actually like...
They didn't go high enough.
They didn't go high enough. Like, they didn't actually escape the atmosphere. They got like...
But the Blue Origins one did. Or the... Not the Blue Origins.
You mean they did that thing that the freaking Red Bull guy already did?
Apparently the Red Bull guy may have gone higher than
they did. Who's the Red Bull guy?
The loop... What do they call it? The loop jump? Anyway, the Red Bull guy that like went into atmosphere.
Oh, I remember that.
Saw the.
I remember that. Who jumped from space?
Halo jump. They called it the Halo
that.
Jump.
I remember that.
Dude, the footage of that still
That's
blows
crazy,
my mind.
Yeah.
Like where they're like the GoPro footage of the Red Bull guy, where you can, he's looking and can see the curvature of the Earth, and then he's like, "Anyway, here I go," and then just like, and then just like tips off into a fucking like jump. I was like, what? And like knowing they were like
what do you think that guy's up to now? Sorry, up to
I don't care.
Taco Bell.
It doesn't matter. And they even said they were like part of the plan, like that he knew he was gonna lose consciousness.
Yeah.
Like he's like part of that jump was like
You're gonna black out for a little while
and maybe wake and maybe coming from space to the Earth.
How come there was no like burn up factor?
It was the suit that he was in or whatever.
Really?
But and that's why so his there was a gap or whatever or a tear. His wrist got badly like burned or frostbitten or whatever else because it was like a teeny tiny little tear in his suit as a mistake.
Amateur hour, Jesus Christ. I mean, but it was like his face with a tear in his suit.
I mean, I don't think it was there when he jumped. It was like he hit it or something while he was possibly blacked out. But yeah, but his entire wrist and forearm got screwed up from like this tiny little sliver because of the like pressure and heat and whatever else all screwed up his arm. Like he was fine, but it was still like got badly burned from like a micro tear on his suit. Anyway, can you imagine jumping that guy, doing that guy, doing him,
doing
being in a relationship with him?
You know?
Yeah, like just what I mean. What does he up to now?
I'm just
like,
saying,
what's the rest of your life after
astronaut.
That?
Nothing. It's like you can jump off of anything, and you're like.
So Mark Garneau is a certifiable astronaut.
Yeah,
he was the fucking liberal candidate. I think my wife was like, "Who are you going to vote for?" I'm like, "Oh, are any of the other candidates astronauts?" And she said, "No." So I was like, "Well, there's
astronaut,
your
space
astronaut."
Rate.
I'm sorry, that's done. That's done. It's conversation over for me. That's it. He had to do so much to get that spot in space. You're telling me he can't fucking do some, like...
But he's, like, the Minister of Transport. I don't think any of his space training...
Well, yeah, but I'm saying his life training.
I guess. Anyway, what a waste of an election is what I'm saying.
Oh, fuck off. Fuck off with that shit. Fuck off.
What?
Fuck
do you,
right off.
How do you
That's
not...
A bullshit, that is a bullshit criticism of that election.
Well, it didn't need to happen.
It did need to happen.
Why?
It did need to happen.
Why do you think
that's an answer to that question?
Because there is a rise of some shit. There is a rise of some shit coming up, you know, and we're all seeing it. We're all seeing it with, like, you know, especially on vax issues and whatever, and how there's, like,
so you're
basically
saying
the... Hold on.
But it
hold
doesn't
on.
Work. There's
hold
still
on.
A minority. There's still
hold
a
on.
Minority.
Yeah,
they just spend a bunch
hold
of money.
On. They're a minority, and they got the NDP, who are going to, like, buddy up with them on shit. I'm just saying, like, they saw...
But
Trudeau,
the NDP are going to buddy up with
Trudeau,
the anti-vaxxers? I don't think that's
right. I think Trudeau saw shit kind of coming up, like a groundswell movement. I've been like this all day. Like, she's pointing out my bouncing leg. Like...
Well, there's Rada.
Trudeau saw, I think... I'm like, no, seriously.
So
I'm not joking. I'm not joking.
Trudeau saw someone coming for his throne, and
he
was like, I'm going to do it now.
I think he saw, exactly. And he's like, this is a groundswell movement, and it's like,
it buys him 5 years.
Exactly. This is what I'm getting around to.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's not necessarily for, like, altruistic motives or anything like that. It's just that he won the minority. He fucking got the minority a couple years back off the blackface shit. And now it's like he's got enough of the country that still likes him because of the fucking stimulus.
Again.
The stimulus shit that regardless as to the other and he know and he sees this thing
that
that's coming for his ass.
He got us on money. That wasn't even him.
It's true.
So you fucking, you know, anyway, I think it was a good strategic move. Like I think the fucking media reports like leading up to it suggesting that there could be this like surprise conservative win or whatever were grossly overstated. I think there was like a concerted effort to make this fucking election halfway as dramatic as like the fucking like American election, which was never going to fucking happen.
The big issue though is that like conservatives and the NDP gaining like support turns Ontario into conservative town, right? Like that's what happened with the Harper majority. When you look at like
nothing got turned into conservative town.
No, not in this one. But I'm just saying. But like that's the weird political dance that everybody's playing, where it's like if the conservatives can manage to get like 35% of the votes in a riding in Ontario, and the NDP and the Liberals split the rest, the conservatives get the seat, right? That's what happened with the Harper majority.
We are going to have a longer Trudeau run than the fucking Harper run. And the Harper run was what? 9 years?
So long.
How long was the Harper run?
So long.
How long was the Harper run?
I don't remember.
10 easily. I'm saying, but Trudeau's
the fucking Chrétien. The Chrétien run.
Trudeau's going to be in for 10.
The Chrétien run. The
Chrétien
run felt like it went on forever.
Trudeau's
going to
stretch
this
one out until 5 years.
Was insanely long.
Yeah, but I mean, it also felt longer because it was Harper.
Because it was what?
Because it was Harper run.
No, it was legit long.
2016
it was like,
to 2015.
9 years.
So
that's 20 what? What are you saying?
2016
to
2015.
2006. 2006 to 2015. That was Harper.
Yeah, but
that's crazy.
But
that's
with
the
majority
years.
For like a chunk of it. That's
yeah.
The gross part.
That's 9 fucking years.
That was the worst
man.
Part. Like, anyway, the only thing I care about election-wise.
You came up with the sponsorship. It was because of the sponsorship.
Is the like the only thing that why I distrust the Liberals and everything else is that they were like, we're going to bring in representational or proportional voting of some kind. And then we're like, meh, we did a web survey.
We already won 3 elections with it.
Yeah, exactly. We did a web survey that was wild. Like, did you take that survey?
No.
I did. And it was just, like, hard to, like, hard.
What survey is this? What is this?
So he sent out on, I think, the previous election, or no, the one before that, 2017, said he was going to do representational voting. Sent out this link. Everybody got a card in the mail saying, do you want representational voting? But the question wasn't that. It was like, do you in your riding feel that you have? And it was like all of these like very long-winded questions where you couldn't even like decipher what the like representational voting answer was. You were like, I don't know which one I'm trying to go for. Then as a result of that survey, he was like, so I polled Canada. Turns out they don't want representational voting.
So Veep is a documentary.
Veep is a documentary.
And it's a wonderful, in-depth,
starring
accurate.
Billionaire heiress Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Is she actually?
She is. Did you not know this?
Get it, girl.
Yeah, I know. Like,
that's the one rich we should not eat, I think, personally.
She's in showbiz for shits. Like, she's like legitimately like an heiress.
Well, for shits and quality. You know?
Yeah, oh yeah, she's great.
Veep, you into it?
I have not seen any Veep.
Oh my God, I think you will love it.
Yeah?
It's cynical and hilarious and political.
It's
in
not
the
even
right
just cynical. It's
you
like
know she's the heiress to a fortune?
He was just saying this. Yeah, we talked about it for
I was listening.
Yeah,
it
was the whole thing. It was a sidebar.
What fortune is it?
Hotels, I want to say, or something? Like hotels or land? You can Google it. I don't know. Walter, what do you got going on right now? You branched
out. Fuck.
You added another hour. I would just say you added another night.
I want to say that since we started up the World's Smallest again in mid-July, since they let us start up again in the back terrace area of
I don't know what that gesture meant.
No mas. Since we restarted the thing in the World's Smallest in the back of Hurley's and the you know terrace space back there, I think we've had the best run of you know of our 3 years because we're 3 years in now
yeah.
in the World's Smallest open mic.
It's a great location for it. I will say I think there were a couple very successful nights in the initial broom closet.
Oh yeah, definitely. There was some good stuff.
But proportionally, these are. You know, doing like that consistently.
Yeah. So. And it's just been, you know, we've somehow had, it's been, you know, it's been all outside. We've had good weather for everything. And then, like, it's funny because at a certain point, the reason why I started doing Friday shows was because, like, Reese was coming into town. And I wanted to do a show with, like, me, Vendito, and Reese. I wanted to have something, like, something that the three of us could do together. So I asked if I could, you know, like, holy shit.
Oh, my God. Do we run?
What the fuck? There was, like, dust that came out of that light fixture.
Oh, God. I'm genuinely
what the
scared.
Fuck?
Did you hear that? We are under attack. No,
yeah, there was like a there was like a big thump and like hard enough that dust came out of the fucking light fixture.
It sounded like something very heavy fell upstairs.
Like a bowling ball.
Yeah, like I'm.
Is this Cloverfield?
I have genuine palpitations right now.
What's upstairs? Is it, what is it? The sushi place?
The I mean, it used to be the oyster place, but
now
I
it's
don't
a
know
sushi place.
Sushi
I think.
Place,
yeah. That was crazy. Anyway.
Wild.
Someone dropped a barrel full of sushi.
You think we're being that loud?
Downstairs.
No, something that dropped.
So the world's smallest is the world's greatest?
So it's world's smallest, world's greatest. We're in the back now.
No.
We've been running outside for since July.
How long do you think you're going to keep
I was just saying we started doing Friday shows just because like, I wanted to do a show at one point with me, Reese, and Vendito. And that went really well. And, you know, we've had Derek Sagan on a couple things. We have Joey Elias as a regular on those Friday shows. So they've been really good, and, you know, it has been out a couple times, and...
not on Fridays, I haven't.
Yes, you have.
Not on Fridays, I have not.
Never?
Not since it's been outside. Did it used to be a... No, yeah, not since Reese left.
Well, Fridays is a new thing.
Yeah, no, I haven't been on Fridays at all.
I mean, we're only, like, three, so, like, we've been doing these bi-weekly Friday shows.
And they're early, too, so...
6 p.m., yeah, it's a whole thing. So it's like, you know, not everybody can make it, but if you can,
but I mean, it's
a good time.
You got to tap into that Friday Saint Cassette market.
Yes.
Like that's the.
Yes.
Like,
and as the weather turns, so right now the second floor actually isn't open up at Hurley's right now, but I have it on good authority that it will be open very soon, post haste, and we will
run this
maybe
town.
Be moving up to that spot. Once it starts to get a little colder outside, so
obviously pandemic and health guidelines,
of course,
withstanding.
Pending, yeah. You know, Jesus Christ, Keith, that goes without saying by now. Come on.
Obviously, all of this is pending. Whatever the fuck wave anti-vaxxers are gonna try to start. That's my take. I was talking to Ram when we came in, and he was like, obviously dealing with the struggles of running a bar. In the vaccine passport era, where some people are like, I'm not getting it, I don't believe it. And he's like, leave. You know, like, that's like, he's like, this is like not only is this my personal opinion or whatever, this is also the position of the law. You can't be here. And I was saying, and this is my opinion, not Ram's, that I was like, I feel we'd be almost done if we didn't have anti-vaxxers. I feel like we're almost done anyway. But, like, the whole, like, 90% of everybody that's positive and 90% of all new hospitalizations are people that aren't vaccinated. I'm like, so you're saying that if we were all vaccinated, this would be done. Am I crazy? Is that, like...
Yeah, man, and, like, and the kid vaccine is, like...
It's on the way.
It's coming through in, like, the next couple of days.
Yep.
So it's, like, and it's going to be...
How old are they
going
now?
Down to five.
Yeah.
How old is Jacob?
Not five, so... It'll still be better for him, you know. Like,
yeah, exactly. That's it. I'm sure there's like schools. Like schools will be, like,
but like
kids are filthy. That's what I'm saying.
I had a cold for 18 years of my life because of how nasty schools are.
My buddy works at.
You have like a fragile immune system, though.
I mean, honestly, just for that kind of thing, which is why I was very terrified of COVID. I don't seem to have a weak immune system. Like I'm not an immunocompromised person. But I've always, like, if there was a cold, like, in the building, I would catch it, you know? This last stretch of, like, whatever, a year and a half or however long it's been.
First time
you
haven't had a cold.
The longest time I haven't had a cold, like, every few weeks maybe, you know?
My buddy who works at the General in the children's area, He was like, man, he's like, since masks have become like the law in hospitals, he's like, this is the same thing. First time he's gone like a year and a half without getting a cold, because he's like, I work intake at the children's hospital. They're just kids being like, I'm sick. Like, and obviously their parents have whatever they have and all that. And they're like, let's touch your pen while they like sign stuff in. He's like, there's no way around it. You're just getting sick all winter long. And he's like, yeah, now that everybody has to wear masks, he's like, despite working at a hospital during COVID, I've gotten the least sick I've ever been in the last like 18 months. Well, Ines, what do you have going on? We're wrapping up. What in the world of plugging yourself?
Oh, well, did you plug Mason's show? Walter is going to appear.
So when's this out, though?
This comes out tomorrow morning.
All right, cool. So,
okay,
yeah.
So tonight.
So tonight, baby.
Tonight, the closer, bring your own dad.
As you know, I am 24 years old.
Any dad?
As you all know, I am 24 years old.
Correct.
And
correct.
So
you
tonight,
had Jacob when you were 20.
Yeah. When I was 20.
Yeah.
And
you
tonight,
married Catherine, you were 16.
16 years old, yeah.
Yep.
We were high school sweethearts.
Very tender ceremony.
Yeah, she was my student teacher in high school. And,
wait, because she's older.
Because Catherine remains
she's Jerry
the age
Lewis
she is.
In this
yeah.
You didn't both suddenly become 24, no.
So anyway, I'm going to be opening up the Gen Z show tonight. Mm-hmm. Presented by, I don't understand this whole tour thing. This is the Bring Your Dad Tour?
The Bring Your Dad Tour mm-hmm. by wonderful, talented comedian Mason Terry. And who will be doing 30 minutes at the end of the show. You'll be doing 30
impressive.
At the top.
She's going to do it. Yeah, that's what I'll do. I'll do 30 off the top.
And then there'll it's be like
the other
four
day,
20-year-old idiots, and then Mason will do 30 at the,
day
the
she,
bottom.
The other so day, she messaged me asking me to, she's like, oh, you could do more time, by the way, because Zach's not going to be there. And I was like, I'm like, oh, I'm probably the last person you should ever message and tell that you can
more
do
time.
More
yeah,
time.
Yeah, she should have just let it go. And
yeah.
And you would have done more
1,000%,
time anyway.
1,000%,
yeah.
You know.
Well, like, there's like, I keep going till the late, baby. And then a couple minutes later.
I don't have anything to plug.
Okay.
Other
yes,
than
you do.
2022. Look out. But in any kind of sort of realistically close.
And the Halloween
I'm
show.
Not
the Halloween show that we're doing.
We just cast
that I'm currently trying to
Etsy,
talk Sergio into.
Morticia Adams
costumes. I'm going to see if I can finagle one out of my own clothing, though. But
I think it's doable. I have a question. What is Gen Z? Like,
It's like 95 and after, because I know that I don't qualify. And
you
I'm
don't
qualify?
Because I always, like, I'm the same age as Walter's wife, and it's like, I'm 83.
Which, by the way, is the oldest one here. Sorry, continue.
I'm 83.
Yeah.
Is my birthday. And it's like, that technically throws
age
me.
Age also. What?
I'm also 83 years old. Like, that throws me into, like, Gen Z. But then, like, Gen Z goes back, like, as far as, like, 70-something.
And no.
Yeah,
no.
Not Gen Z, Gen X.
Yeah.
X.
No.
Yeah.
You're a millennial,
like,
aren't you?
I'm not sure anymore.
I don't think you're Gen X.
I think you're a millennial. I was heard that I was a micro generation, which is specifically.
You're on the cusp, like me. I'm on the cusp of millennial to Gen Z, but I think you're within the millennials, like me.
But I think I'm also close to Gen Z. Or Gen X.
We're both on the cusp, but
cusps.
I don't think
we're Gen X, Gen Z rising, or whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
The fuck it is.
We're also astrologically
rising.
On the cusp. Did
exactly.
You know with Cancers? Which
yeah.
No, with Tauruses. Sorry,
yes.
With Tauruses.
Yeah. Because we're not born in June proper. We're born in late May.
Exactly. Background: Keith and I share a birthday.
That's correct. Which we've celebrated together for the last 10 years.
Yeah.
Exactly. Every time. But yeah, no. So the way I had it described to me, though, was that, like, so that, like, 80 to 85 is a specific what they call, like, micro generation. Because mm-hmm. It's a generation where, like, the internet showed up in our upbringing. So, like, we remember, like, childhood without the internet, but we also had childhood with the internet. Whereas most other age groups either were with or without.
Yeah.
But, like, that, I think, 80 to 85 are people who grew up, had a stretch without internet.
Yeah.
And then had a stretch with internet in their, like, childhood, adolescent upbringing.
But you know what's what's like funny about that is that it's so, and of course it is and whatever, and I'm sure it doesn't claim to not be anything else, but like these generations are so like geographically bound, because that's how I would describe my childhood.
Yeah.
Living in South America. Like I remember very clearly, like cell phones weren't a thing until the year I was born in Bolivia.
Yeah.
And then the internet came into my childhood, even though I'm, it turns out, a whole generation younger than you.
Fair.
You know?
I think that's like,
and like my mom would be a boomer if she was from here, but we didn't have a post-war baby boom because we weren't involved at all.
Yeah, so
that,
like,
you know, it doesn't make any sense. She's not part
anything.
Of a huge generation or whatever, you know, like.
Like, and I think there's also so much like, one of my friend's partners, she's, I want to say early 30s, but like we always like freak out about like she grew up in New Zealand, like how different her social media experience, like they had other social medias that like weren't MySpace or Facebook or Instagram or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, I had one too in Brazil. I was on Orkuchi.
Hang on, do we know each other?
Oh no, I just saw you coming out of the women's bathroom.
There's not the
bad memory, so I thought you knew.
It's all good, buddy.
The bathrooms aren't gendered here
anymore. They're no longer cancel Walter. Write into the show.
P.O. Box.
If you believe we should cancel Walter J. Lang.
Oh,
because the weird exchange that just happened.
Yeah, like but the bathrooms are not gendered here anymore.
Oh, actually?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'm the asshole.
I think that's a perfect point to wrap
when?
That up.
Yeah. This is a while. Since pre-pandemic.
I don't give a shit, by the way. I just was surprised.
You just didn't know. Yeah. I didn't know either. I can't believe that's pre-pandemic. I don't remember that.
Yeah.
I probably just...
I could still see the woman symbol.
But it's painted over. It's clearly...
It's not painted over.
It is
it's
painted
on the,
over.
It's on the
it's
metal.
Black.
Is it actually?
Yeah, it's painted
over.
Oh,
I gotta fucking apologize to that guy on the way out now. That guy almost got a little upset almost.
Do we know each other?
That guy, that was a thing. Cause I go, cause
was he trying to pick you up?
No, I was looking at him. I was like eyeballing him all the way out.
Hi, do we know
like,
each other? I saw you staring at me.
Yeah, exactly. Takes his mask off. Hello. Yeah, Walter, you could have gotten to know that guy better.
In whatever bathroom that may be.
All right, so this is Girl Plug Yourself. Welcome back to Grumpy's. So I don't know how many we're going to do from the back of Grumpy's, but like, let's...
Well, we
all
did this
them.
One, goddamn.
Let's do some more.
You're not
Either
even going to make me
Grumpy's
do the Jack Off 5 questions segment?
Or your dining room table.
You've done them before.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Keith,
yeah.
Did you hear me? Either here or your dining room.
Or my dining room.
I don't want to do Teams anymore. My computer battery hates it. Do you know how quickly that thing
yeah,
overheats?
Yeah, no, it catches on fire.
Your Why is your like shit not plugged in, though?
It's always plugged in. It's never not plugged in.
And it still fucks your battery? What are you talking about?
It overheats. And it I don't know.
Inessa's a starving artist, you guys.
No, she's not.
No, I'm not.
She's fucking not.
She's getting
not.
That CBC money.
She's fucking not. fucking not.
This is Go Plug Yourself. We're back from live from the back of Grumpy's. The best.
I gotta say sorry to that guy.
Hey there, loyal listener who listens to the show all the way past the closing credits. Thank you for listening to Go Plug Yourself. We really, really appreciate it. If you enjoy the show, I cannot stress this enough, please tell people about it. We don't really have a budget for marketing or fancy Facebook ads or putting up billboards on the street. We really have to rely on word of mouth, which basically means that if you listen to the show and you enjoy the show, please share it, link it, tell your friends about it. Say, hey, there's this show called Go Plug Yourself. They talk to Montrealers or people that have stuff going on in Montreal or just people that have stuff to promote that we kind of care about. We can go outside of Montreal if we want to. Yeah, so just tell people about the show. It's a fun show. We like doing it a lot. We've done it for over 200 episodes, and it's in large part thanks to support from people like you. If you want to support the show at all, you can go to patreon.com/9to5cc and throw a couple bucks our way. It really helps with the hosting fees for the most part. We're really not trying to make a profit on this. And also, if you want to be a guest on the show, or you know someone who might want to be a guest on the show, you can contact us either on Facebook or on Twitter. There's a bunch of ways to find us and let us know. And if the scheduling and the timing and everything works out, maybe you can be the next person who comes on the show and plugs something. A big thank you as always. to Leland Beckman and Oral Turpitude, who provided our theme songs. And of course, a thank you to all of the hosts that we have on the show. Walter J. Ling, who is technically retired, but still sometimes hosts. Christopher Vendito, Lawrence Korber, and Ines Anaya are all amazing co-hosts, and you should support them and their comedy and all of that. Thank you for listening. Thank you for choosing Go Plug Yourself as one of your from the millions of podcasts, and have a beautiful day. Thank you.
9to5.cc. Podcasts, blogs, and comics. Made in Montreal since 2011.